going on? It's Thursday night. It's time for Totally Driven Radio, or in this case tonight, TDR Rocks. Totally Driven Radio Rocks. That's right, Bay Ragney here. Usually we're live every Thursday night, but I actually had a little get-together I had to go to tonight. So I'm not here with you, but I am here with you. I'm up in New York right now, meeting some people, some friends, and having a little din-din. So I figured it was a perfect time for me to play some interviews I had taped. So we're going to do that. So we're going to play some music, we're going to play some interviews, and I'm going to take you to Sweden tonight. That's right, I'm going to give you a double header of Sweden. I got two interviews I did over the last week and a half, and both are Swedish metal bands. One is a classic metal style band called Tad Morose, and they just released earlier this year Chapter 10, their 10th album. And the other band is called Grimner, and Grimner is like a folk metal band. And they just released a new album as well called I suck with the pronunciations of this, so please, as I butcher it, try not to laugh too hard. Vanadrotting. That sounds good, right? That's close enough for me. I'm sure it's wrong, but, you know, my apologies to them. So I talked to, from Tad Morose, I talked to founding member Krister Krunt Anderson. And we discussed, you know, Chapter 10, their new album. We discussed member changes. We discussed the history of Tad Morose. They've been around for quite a few years. Actually, I think it was closing in on 30 years, 25 years, something like that. But we talked to him, and then I talked to Ted, who is the lead vocalist and guitarist of Grimner, and kind of the same thing. Like it's now 10 years of Grimner. And we discussed a new album, and we discussed member changes as well. So it's kind of similar things going on here at both bands. We have member changes, we have Chapter 10 of Tad Morose, and we have 10 years of Grimner. So there's the double 10 we got the playoff of on both of them, and member changes, and much more. So without further ado, let's get right into it. Sit back, relax, enjoy. Here is Krister Krunt Anderson of Tad Morose, and then we'll play a couple tunes for you off the new album. So make sure you crank those up. Here we go. Here he is. Krister.
Yeah, hi. How are you?
Hey, good. How you doing?
Oh, I'm fine.
Good, man. Good.
Yeah.
So it's got to be an exciting time. The album's finally out.
Yeah, finally.
You guys put a lot of bit of work into it. I mean, you guys took the whole year to work on this one.
Yeah. But as usually, I mean, we said to ourselves that well, we're in no hurry. We do it in our own pace and so on. But at the end, it always comes down to a very hectic and frustrating period to make everything done in time for the deadlines and stuff. So, I guess this was the worst so far. I mean, well, what could you expect? I mean, you think from the start that you have all the time you need, but then, I mean, we're into mixing, and when we start mixing, we're kind of like, hey, guys, who's doing the mastering? Well, we haven't thought about that, and deadline was just a couple of weeks ago, and away, and then we thought that, well, hey, we haven't got an album cover either, so I don't know if we're getting old and lazy or whatever. But we managed to keep the deadlines and deliver what I think is a pretty good album.
Oh, it's awesome. It is awesome.
Oh, nice to hear.
Now, is that like was it like a purposely like the way you guys did this with taking the whole year? Like, did you purposely like want to take that like break and take your time with it, or did you guys need a you know what I mean, like needed a little break from so much touring the year before, the previous album cycle?
In a way, yes, because we thought that well, we better start focusing on doing this album, because otherwise the time just keeps ticking. And I mean, intentionally, we thought that we would be getting this album out closer to the previous release. But, I mean, Sanctimonious was released in 2015, I think. But time kept ticking and things. I mean, we played a lot live and stuff, and then we said that, well, no more live shows, let's focus to get this album done. Because, I mean, I know how this band works since all the years I've been playing in this band. And as soon as we get a few shows lined up and stuff, we start focusing on that, and we'll lose track of recording and whatever. So, I don't know. Yet again, perhaps we're getting old and can just concentrate on one thing at a time. I don't know.
Which actually, you know, it's 27 years you've been doing the band now, and like I was thinking to myself, like, did you think, like, first off, that it would last this long?
No, I did not. I mean, when we started out, I didn't know what to expect. Of course, back then we were young and eager, and we all wanted to become rock stars or whatever, like any young guy starting in a band thinks. So we just thought, well, I don't know, a couple of albums and that should be it. And I mean, looking back now, it's kind of like, as I said, 27 years. I mean, when I grew up, bands that had been playing for 27 years or something, that was kind of like, I don't know, really old bands. So, I don't know, I guess we're a really old band by now. So
now, how about, like, you know, going through that time, you know, going through the member changes and all, like, was that like tough on you? Like thinking that you started this band with, you know, this group of guys, and then it's changed through the years. Like, did you think to yourself at any point, like, hey, you know what, like, let's just like move on?
Well, nobody's actually gotten fired from the band. I mean, things changes for everybody here in life. Family situations, job situations, whatever, and sometimes people just, I mean, lose interest in doing what they're doing, and they decide to do something completely different or whatever. So, and I mean, we're all still friends anyway, and hang around as much as we can.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, so I mean, it's more of a friendly way, so to say. And of course, it's always a bit sad when a member leaves the band. I mean, you kind of miss that guy and his sense of humor or things like that. But on the other hand, it's kind of nice to have fresh blood into the band as well. I mean, a new voice, new ideas, whatever. So, I mean, it keeps the spirit going. So, yeah, it works both ways, I think.
Has any of the old members ever said to you, like, hey, Krister, I can't believe you're still doing Tad Maroos?
Well, not really. I was talking on the phone with Urban last year or whatever, and he said, well, first I have to say thank you for still keeping up the work with Tad Maroos, he said. So it's kind of like, well, thank you for saying that. So I don't know, but I mean, what else should I do? I mean, I'm too old to quit now, I think, so might as well
Absolutely.
Just keep at it.
You know what? Why quit? You're putting out amazing music. You're having a good time, so you're doing what you love.
Yeah, I mean, I see no reason for quitting, so to say. And I mean, I'm not a quitter as a person either, so I'm stubborn as hell. And I mean, of course, looking back now, those 27 years or so, it's kind of like, as I said, when we started, you actually believed that as soon as you put your signature on a record deal, then you're a rock star and you never have to work a day in your life. We found out pretty soon that that's not the way it works, so to say. But I mean, as you grow up and start getting familiar with the situation and whatever, you kind of like, well, this is pretty good. I mean, since none of us are making a living out of playing in Tad Maroos, it's kind of like we do whatever we feel like doing. I mean, we're not kind of like, if this album doesn't sell this or that much, then we have to leave our houses or something like that. It doesn't affect that. This is just us doing what we like when we like to do it. So that's pretty convenient. I mean, there are many bands out there who make a living out of music, and, I mean, they work hard. So sometimes I think that kind of desperation can be a good thing, because it really helps all the band members to really stay focused on what they're doing. But sometimes the burden might be just too much, and some bands start to write perhaps music in a direction which they perhaps think will sell better or whatever. I don't know. And it's really not, I really like this artistic freedom that we do whatever we like. So it's very relaxed and, you know, kind of the way that I like to have it.
That's awesome. Yeah, I mean, it's a whole lot of no pressure, where at the end of the day, you get to truly make the music that you enjoy, that feels good to write to you.
Yeah, but that's really a contradiction. I mean, as you said, when we write new songs, we write them for ourselves, what we like, what we think sounds cool or whatever. But then as soon as the album is done, then you never listen to it anymore. Because perhaps you're just fed up with it or whatever. So it's really strange that you work very hard for something for your own sake, and then it's done, then you never listen to it. I mean, it's like building your dream house, and then you're not moving into it or something. I can't explain it for myself either. It sounds pretty weird, but I mean, perhaps there are bands out there that sit at home every evening and listening to their old albums and think they are the best band in the world or something. But that's not the way with us. It's more the other way around. Kind of like when you listen to the album, kind of like, we could have done that a little bit better, and perhaps that chorus didn't turn out as good as we thought. But then again, I mean, we do this because we like it, and it's always kind of like, well, whatever, we'll try better next time and just keep moving on. So
now, how about with the new album, Chapter 10? Once you guys got done, recording it and mixing it and getting it mastered and all, when you did that listen back, what was your feelings when you first listened to it?
Well, nothing special, really. I mean, we had a bunch of songs, and we started to record them, and, I mean, we all got our own recording studio, so it's pretty convenient, and then we just meet up and send files through the internet or whatever, and then we just get together at Ronnie's studio and listen through everything, and if something needs a little polishing or changing, we do that, and then into mixing. I kind of miss those days when the whole band just stayed in the studio and slept there for a couple of weeks and did the album. But unfortunately, that we can't do that. I mean, of course, nowadays we can't afford to rent a studio for that amount of time, and we all have our day jobs and stuff and kids and houses and whatever to take care of. So this is pretty much the only way we can do it, so to say. So, of course, it's not ideal that, I mean, you get home from work, you do all the stuff you need doing on your house, taking care of kids and whatever, and then at 11 o'clock in the evening, then you sit down with the guitar and go kind of like, well, time to record a guitar solo. And I mean, it takes a couple of nights to record something, because when you listen to what you did the next day, it's kind of like, well, that sucked, and re-record it again and again and again. It's not an ideal situation that way, but then again, it's the only way we can work. And I mean, we've done this type of recording for the last three albums, so this time around it was, I mean, it gets a bit easier from time to from every album we record. So yeah, so that works. I mean, everybody kind of knows what everybody expects from them and everything, so it's pretty easy and convenient way of recording. So when we sit down and record all by ourselves, it's more down to just to nail it. We all already know what to play and everything like that. But then again, I mean, sometimes when you sit there and play and then you get influenced or struck by a good idea or whatever, and then you get carried away and all of a sudden you change the song or something. So, I mean, it can be, both good and bad. I don't know. I mean, sometimes, as I said, early in the night, you kind of think that you have the best idea in the world, and then you play it to the rest of the guys the day after and you're really excited about it, and the rest of the guys kind of like, well, that was the worst piece of shit I ever heard, kind of. So yeah, I mean, we're pretty open-minded to each other, so.
Oh boy. Now, how about going back to member changes, you got a new bass player, your bass player left suddenly, and then in comes a new guy, and it sounds like it was kind of like a last-minute thing, like where he really had to learn everything, like under the gun almost.
Yeah, it was in the last second. It was later than the last second, actually. I mean, Tom has been playing bass with us for 10 years or something. I think we're done recording my guitars in August or something, and then I did my guitar leads and stuff January, February or something like that. But we still hadn't received any bass files with his bass playing from him. And we kept bugging him, kind of like, hey, guy, what's the problem? We need them. And yeah, I'll do it. But nothing really happened. And then when we really started arguing with him, kind of like, well, we better have them until this or that date, because, I mean, it's getting close to mixing. And he recorded the bass files and thought that, well, okay, fine. And then we were sitting in the studio listening to the bass file. Nothing was, I mean, we couldn't use it. Not much, but because it was bad playing, but you had this, it was a lot of digital crap in the file, I mean, making noise
okay.
and whatever. So it's kind of, we can't use this, you've got to re-record it. And he said, well, okay then. And he started doing that, and the day came that when we were supposed to start mixing, and I mean, then, yeah, I'm done, here they are, he said, and it wasn't all the songs and so on. So it's kind of like, well, I just told him, I don't know how to say this, but Tommy, hey guy, your bass is not going on the album. And then he just, yeah, he got pissed off and left the band and whatever. But we talked afterwards, and yeah, I mean, as he posted on Facebook as well, it's kind of like he felt that he had been dragging us down for the last year or something. But in a way, he wanted to be in the band or whatever. But I'm kind of pissed. I mean, I know him since ever, and I think that, I mean, why didn't he tell us a bit earlier until the very second? I mean, you don't do it like that, but. Yeah, whatever, that's past in history now. Johan, who's now playing bass with us, he has the studio together with Ronny in Gävle, an hour south from where I am. So
okay.
we just looked at him and kind of like, I mean, he's a good bass player. So we said, I mean, feel like playing bass on the album? And he said, yeah, why not? I just got to go downtown and buy some new bass strings. And he did that, and he recorded all the bass for the album in, I don't know, 3 evenings or something. And when we were done with that, it was kind of like, well, you might as well join the band now that you're playing on the album. It's like, well, okay. But it's nothing. I mean, everything went very smooth because, I mean, I just sat there and kind of like, man, who the fuck is going to play bass on the album? And then we're going to go through auditions again, and just a drag, so to say. So that really turned out for the better, so to say. So in the end, it's kind of like, well, I mean, things happen for a reason. Maybe this was just meant to be or whatever. So, yeah, whatever. But it turned out great. But it was really in the last second.
Holy cow. That's scary.
Yeah, but it keeps everything exciting, so to say.
It does. And then, like you said, I totally believe that, like, things happen for a reason and, happen for the best.
Fingers crossed. Hope that's for the best. I mean, it feels like it was for the best because his playing is just awesome. And I know how the song sounded when Tommy played on them. Of course, they were demo recordings, but still. And now you listen to when Johan plays the bass, it's kind of like it's better.
Yeah.
So it turned out for the better for the band as well. So, and I mean, he and Ronnie go back in history forever, and I know Johan for many years as well, so I mean, he just fitted right into the band anyway. So
nice, very good. And also, too, this is your first album on the GMR label.
Yep,
nice. And now, did you guys like just sign that deal too, like a couple months ago? It sounded like that part happened quick.
Yeah. I mean, the previous two albums we released on the Spots Records from this. Start with the Spots Records for us, it was kind of like, well, they seem to be pretty okay. I guess they are, but I mean, as an artist signed to a record label, you're always kind of wishing they would do more and things like that. So it didn't feel good to be signed with them, so to say. We had a lot of different way of seeing things or whatever you would like to call it. So we just said to ourselves that, well, no more albums on the Spots. And we had been talking to Lena, the guy who owns GMR, about signing with her before we signed with Despots. And Kenneth, the other guitar player, knows Lena since years and years. So it's kind of like, well, might as well give her a call. And she said, well, of course, guys, I would like to sign you. And she just sent over an offer we couldn't refuse, so to say. The deal was exactly like the way we wanted it. So it was kind of like, yeah, let's sign. And that was that.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so no. Some things turns out very easy. Other things seemed impossible to do, but I mean, we never had any problems getting a record deal or anything. So, yeah, and I know there's a lot of great bands that never get signed. That's really a big mystery to me, but I don't know.
The music business is a wacky business.
Yeah. I mean, I've been in the business for 27 or more years, and it's kind of like, I'm still puzzled. I don't get it, so to say. So. But I guess, then again, perhaps I'm not supposed to get it either, so just fuck it.
To make you feel better?
Beer and that's it.
There you go. Exactly. Just keep drinking a beer. I'm with you. Like, to make you feel better, like, everybody I talk to, they're not getting it either. Like, everybody's just as baffled as you, so it's okay.
Yeah. And, I mean, as I said, there's so many good bands around. And I mean, if you're at the festival, kind of like, and you just stand there in the audience, watch the bands, and kind of like, well, explain this to me. Why is this band playing on all the major festivals? They have good slots on the Rooster and everything. And you just turn around and look at the audience. Nobody seems interested in the band on stage or anything. And then you have, perhaps on a very small stage on the same festival, a band that you never heard of, or perhaps you know the guys in the band and you know that they've been struggling for years and years, but they never going places, nothing's happening, but they're a great band and the audience are really into them. So I don't know, somebody's got a lot of money to spend on stupid things, perhaps. I don't know.
They're spending it on the wrong bands.
Yeah.
Now, one other thing, too, that I really was cracking up at is, and people really need to get onto the Tad Morose Facebook page, because it is very entertaining.
Oh, thank you. Well, it's a really nice thing to keep in contact with people who like the band and what we're doing, and, I mean, just to see what kind of persons we are, and, I mean, yeah, whatever. And we thought about the videos we recorded at a rehearsal place, and kind of like, yeah, whatever, it sounds like shit, but this is us, like it or not. So, I mean, a lot of bands are very, like, very aware of and careful of what they put out. I mean, they sit and study their pictures for hours before deciding which picture they look coolest before they publish it and everything. I mean, that's just not us. I mean, whatever, this is just us.
Yeah, it's really the most, like, honest, probably, Facebook page a person can see. Like, and you just said it, like, you guys are like, we sound like shit today, or like, okay, you know, and just constant joking and just fun, and I'm just like, this is great. This is the way it should be.
Yeah, well, I hope more people will check us out on Facebook and keep in touch with us and stuff, and yeah, just enjoy it.
Absolutely. So now, what's going to be the plans like for the rest of the year? Are you guys going to get like do any like small tours or anything, or festivals, or?
Yeah, hopefully. I mean, we don't got that much booked yet. I mean, since the album was released now in mid-June, we're kind of blown from the festival season this summer. So hopefully next summer there'll be more festival shows for us. And, well, we'll see what happens. We play actually a festival here in our hometown in Bolness this Friday. So that will be a lot of
nice.
Fun. Yeah, we headline on Friday, and Morgana Le Fay, another band from Bolness, I don't know if you heard about them, they headline on Saturday. So it's a small festival, but very friendly and just a good time. So we'll do that, and then we'll play a festival in Athens, Greece, in December, I think. And then we got some small club shows during the fall here in Sweden. That's what's booked so far. So, well, we'll see what happens. But, I mean, playing live is, as I used to say, the fuel in our engine. That's the main reason we do this. I mean, writing songs is fun. Recording is just a drag, I think. And playing live is, I mean, the reason we're doing this. So, I mean, writing songs and recording them and putting them on albums is just an excuse for us to go out and play live.
Absolutely. Very cool. So where should we tell everybody to go to get the new album, the old albums, everything, merchandise?
Well, unfortunately, we don't have our own web shop yet. We've been talking about that for years and years. Nothing's happening because we're old and lazy. But you can always get the new album and stuff from gmrmusic.se. I think you can search for them. Just Google GMR Music. and you find them. You can also just get in contact with us at info@tadmorose.se if you like to purchase direct from the band, CDs or merchandise or whatever. And come to a show. There you can buy it as well. The back catalog is kind of like, I don't kind of lost track about that. We've been talking with GMR Music of re-releasing all the old albums. Haven't cleared all the copyright things with previous companies and stuff yet, but hopefully everything will be available, because I know a lot of the old stuff is totally sold out and stuff. So, and that's really just a shame. I mean, if somebody would like to buy an old album, of course it should be available for them to buy it. So,
absolutely.
We'll see.
Cool. Well, Christopher, this is great. Great catching up with you, and congrats on the new album. And continued success.
Yeah, we'll do our very best.
Absolutely. Thanks,
yeah,
man.
Okay.
Take care.
Yeah, take care. Cheers. Bye-bye.
Cheers. Bye.
Johnny Superstar. countdown has begun. My end is coming closer. I'm staring down the barrel of a gun. I am tired and weary. I just want the outside world to hear me.
Can you hear me calling?
I am your mind, your inner voice, I am your soul.
Can you hear me calling?
I am your fear, your enemy, I am your darkness. I am night, the place you feel the most alone.
Tonight, that's right, Bay Ragney here, and there you are, Tad Morose. Check them out. Their new album, Chapter 10, is available on all your digital download spots, Spotify, etc., etc., etc. Check them out. Make sure you follow them on, especially on Facebook. They're pretty entertaining. I got a kick out of their Facebook post. But all right, so the show doesn't stop now. Let's keep it going. Let's do some folk metal. Let's stick in Sweden. We'll stay there. And let's talk to Ted from the band Grimner. Hey, who's this?
Hey, this is Ted from Grimner.
Hey, I'm sorry. Was running a little late.
Ah, no, it's exactly 7 here right now, so it's fine.
So who's this? It's Ted or Johan?
Ted.
Ted, how you doing, man?
I'm fine. You?
Good. A little hot out
Perfect.
Here today, but...
Sorry?
So, I guess you guys got to be kind of excited and surprised. Like, it's 10 years of Grimner. Did you think it would be getting this far?
I mean, we didn't really have like any plans for anything. It's hard to say if we didn't think of anything. So, I mean, we're just glad to have gotten this far, I guess.
Well, it's been growing. I mean, you got to be happy about that. Like each year, it's growing bigger and bigger. Each album bigger and bigger.
Yeah, absolutely. It's wonderful, and I mean, that's what we've been working towards. So it's really great that it all went the way it did.
Now, the one thing before you guys did the new album, I guess you guys went through a member change.
Marcus, our clean vocalist and second guitarist, he quit, so that was pretty hard time for us, but we made it through it, and our new member Martin is he's pretty much the perfect replacement as far as we're concerned, so it all worked out in the end.
Cool. What was it, a shock, Marcus leaving? Were you expecting it, or?
Both yes and no, because, you know, he'd been showing signs that he wasn't having fun anymore. And
gotcha.
I mean, somewhere we all pretty much suspected it, even if we didn't want to see it. But, it was both yes and no, like I said.
So you have the new guitarist, Martin. How was it like going through the process to find a replacement? Was it was Martin one of the first ones? Was there like a big audition process you went through, or?
Pretty much, actually, out of desperation, we went on Metal Archives searching for Swedish guitarists who had pretty much not bands that were too big, but still bands that we could look up that had, you know, videos and playthrough videos, stuff like that. So we at least had some clue as to if they would fit in the band. And Martin, we were one of the people who we really felt that we could get along with, and he also had a really nice voice and he had the chops on guitar as well. So that's pretty much it.
Did you like just start searching? Did you know Martin beforehand, or you just started searching through like different bands and try to see who you can pick from a band?
The latter, actually. We didn't know Martin at all before, but he actually had some videos up on YouTube that we checked out, and we were like, whoa, this guy can fucking sing. So we got in touch with him, and he we're in a fitting city as well in Sweden, so we just got in touch with him and asked him if we wanted to do an audition, and then after like one or two times, it was pretty much clear that we wanted him to be part of the band.
That's pretty wild. So it's kind of like almost going shopping on YouTube for a guitar player.
Yeah, pretty much.
The times are so different now, aren't they? It's so different how you can do things. That's wild.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, that's not how we would have done it 10 years ago, that's for sure.
Now, did you guys have already start writing the new album before Martin, or was he part of the process of the writing of the new album? Or?
Nah, the album was, everything was written for the album, and we had booked studio time and shit as well, so.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so he had the toughest time of all of us, because he had to be integrated into the band and getting to know people in the process of recording and learning songs. So he's been a real trooper, gotta say.
That's awesome. That's awesome.
Yeah. So, and that also showed his metal, you know.
Sure, absolutely. I mean, that literally, you guys like fed him right into the fire.
Yeah, no doubt about it.
Oh, that's awesome. That is so awesome. So Hal, I guess things are, it sounds like, you know, with Marcus, like he said he wasn't happy and all. And it sounds like, so now you got Martin, you force fed him to the fire, and everybody seems on the same page and happy and moving forward now to celebrate 10 years.
Yeah, exactly. It's really wonderful, actually. We're happy about all the shows we're about to have, and our longest tour ever as well. So it's going to be really nice.
That's awesome. Now that,
I
think I saw you guys are doing a show this weekend, but it seems like most of the tour is later in the year.
Yeah, it's in, I think it starts late August and continues throughout pretty much the entirety of September. With Kalevala from Russia and Vårgrim as guests on all the shows. So, it's going to be really exciting to see reactions from everybody and also countries we haven't played in before.
That's awesome. So you guys are headlining this tour then?
Co-headlining, actually, with Kalevala. Yeah.
Awesome. So, I mean, this is the longest tour you said you guys did. What was the longest tour before that?
Pretty much, we've done tours that I've endured for a week, here and there, but no more than that before. So, getting a tour that's 1 month, that's a big leap for us, you know. So that's we'll see how we do on the road.
Yeah, how are you guys mentally preparing for this?
I don't know if we're mentally preparing at all, actually. We just as with everything we do, we just let it happen and see how everything goes.
Take it day by day, beer by beer.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, that's awesome. Now, is there anything special for these shows, being that it is the 10th anniversary? Anything out of the norm that you guys are doing?
Not really. I mean, of course, because the actual way we celebrate is doing all these shows in new countries and playing more than ever. We don't do really anything out of the ordinary. We might bring back Johan's fire breathing on stage if we're allowed to. But more than that, we just gonna give 100% at every show and show everybody that we're a force to be reckoned with, you know.
Nice. That'll be awesome. Now, do you guys is there like Renaissance type festivals and stuff like that, over in Sweden?
There aren't a lot, actually, especially because say in Germany you have a lot of festivals that combine metal and Renaissance, medieval, Viking stuff. Here in Sweden, not so much, actually. We have a lot of fairs, but they don't have a lot of... They don't combine it with metal, at least. But we have a lot of fairs, and we have Viking reservations and stuff like that.
Because the whole Renaissance-type fair, I can just picture you guys being... You know what I mean? That would be a cool thing for you guys to get involved with, doing them all around the world. You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly. We did have it's actually in Vastena, it's a Swedish kind of village city. It borders on village. It's called a city, but it's not. Anyway, there they have a fair every year, which pretty much is in the entire town, and it's based in the central park there, and that's where one of our most viewed videos while we hadn't even released our first full-length album, because we how do I say it, we had an acoustic gig or two we played each day at that fair then, and we played some covers of Mona Garm from Sweden.
Okay.
And yeah, and those videos got really popular. I mean, if you compare it to the how small we were back then as a band, and now we had Erik from Mona Garm on our new latest album and play with them on stage as well. So it's kind of like the circle is complete, you know.
Right.
Now, how about like going back to doing the actual tour and all? I was thinking, because the one thing I was like, as I was going through and reading stuff about you guys and other interviews and stuff, like all you guys are very open the fact that you all have full-time jobs and this is kind of like something on the side. So how is it, you know, this is the longest tour you guys are doing. What's it going to be like, you know, taking basically a month vacation from real life and being able to rock and roll for a month and then have to go back to reality afterwards?
Yeah, that's also the thing, because we've done that with, you know, the week-long tours and stuff. But getting back from a tour that's that long in September, I have no idea, actually, what it's going to be like. It's going to be weird for sure, no doubt about
sure.
it. But yeah, we'll see. I guess I'm a bit nervous. I don't really want to think about it. I mean, most of the time it's a pretty smooth transition. But yeah, it's just the duration of this tour that's really scary in that aspect.
So, all right, so let's, where should we tell everybody to go to get the new album and get the old albums? And you guys actually have, it's available on vinyl, CD, and all the other fun stuff.
Yeah, yeah. Where to go for it?
Yep. Should we send them to the website?
Yeah, well, yeah, the best thing is our Bandcamp, grimner.bandcamp.com. And then you also have the Despots web store, our record label. And it's also available at a lot of other web stores. Not sure of all of them, because we live in Sweden. I know, like, Swedish music stores and stuff, but that doesn't apply to all people. So
right.
I would suggest our Bandcamp page would be the best to get a hold of it.
Awesome.
And of course, if people are at our shows, that's the ultimate place to get a hold of them, because then we can sign stuff as well.
There you go. Yeah, I guess you guys come out afterwards and do like the whole meet and greet thing. And
yeah, exactly. If we have the time, we always come out and chat with people and take time to, yeah, just hang out, you know.
Awesome. Cool. Well, Ted, thanks for calling in. It was great catching up. Congrats on 10 years and the new album, and we're gonna play some music for you.
Yeah, thanks a lot. Have a nice
Thank
day.
Thank you, man. Take care and good luck on the tour.
Take care. Thank you, Matt.
everybody, welcome back to Jim Ray Rocks. There you go. There's Ted from the band Grimner, and a couple tunes. We played the title track up first, Vanadratting, and then we played another track, which I'm not even going to attempt to announce because I'm going to butcher it so bad. I'm just going to say it's track two on the new album. So how about that? So I want to thank Ted from Grimner and thank Krister from Tadmorose for calling in this past week, doing some interviews. And thank you for tuning in. And we'll be back next week live on Thursday night. We have original Glow Girl, former Glow Girl, the one and only Hollywood. She'll be calling in and talk all the things she's got going on. And I think me and Nick need to put them together, music countdown for next week, and see what else is going on. But thanks for tuning in. Make sure you follow us all over the world with social media, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Keep up to date on everything, as well as myself. You can check us out. Check me out, Bay Ragney, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. And make sure you like us, love us, follow us, subscribe to us all over our platforms, Blog Talk Radio, Spotify, iTunes, Google Play, Spreaker, and where else? TuneIn and Stitcher, and I think there's even a couple more that I'm missing. So make sure you do that. Like us, love us, follow us, support us. And until next time, remember these most important words, stay driven. See you, everybody.